Because they have this entire theatrical scene where, like, when Jesus Christ dies, he goes into Abraham's bosom and he preaches to them. Okay. Now look at the, this, and this is their text verse. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Okay. So they'll use this verse to say, yeah, well, this is proof that when he died, he went to Abraham's bosom, and they had like a revival service or something like that, where he's like preaching to them. Now, there is a wide spectrum of what people believe actually took place when he went to Abraham's bosom. Because when you ask the hyper-dispensationalists, they'll say, well, he went there to basically get them saved. Okay. And when you ask the mild dispensationalists, our beloved brethren who are fundamental Baptists who don't go all the way to dispensational salvation, he just says, they'll say, well, he just preached the spirits in prison and just kind of released them and brought them with him. Has nothing to do with salvation or anything like that, okay? But this is the verse they'll use. And in fact, when I was in Bible college, I remember teachers using this to say as proof that Abraham's bosom was a prison for Old Testament believers. Now, let me ask you this. Why are they being in prison for? What crimes have they committed? I mean, is this communism? Is this, what are they teaching here? Where they're going to prison for being saved? They're going to prison because they're God's people? I mean, what is the deal here? Okay. Now, let me explain to you what this particular verse is talking about. He says in verse 18, for Christ also once had suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Brought to life by the Spirit. Quickened means being brought to life, right? And he says, being quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. So by the Spirit of God, he went to go preach to the spirits in prison. Does that make sense? Now go with me, if you would, to Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. Because even though we know that that teaching is very stupid, okay, holds no basis in Scripture, we do have to explain what that means, right? I mean, we're not going to be like these other guys who's like, that's false, and they just not explain the verse. Let's go to the verses that they use. I love using the Bible. I'm not afraid of any Scripture. What is he talking about? Well, look at Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And there was delivered unto him, referring to Jesus, the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, the Bible says. So what is he talking about? He's referring to the fact that he came to this earth to release us of Satan's captivity. Because anybody who's not saved is under the captivity of Satan, right? I mean, doesn't the Bible say that Satan is the god of this world who hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them? You know, Satan is the god of this world. You know, the people who are not saved are going according to the course of this world. They're under, in a sense, the control of Satan, where they're just believing a lie. They're held captive. You understand? And so when we go out and preach the gospel, yeah, we're preaching to the body, but more specifically, we're preaching to the spirit that abides in the body. You understand? So when the Bible says that he went to preach to the spirits in prison, he's referring to he's preaching to the unsaved people. He's going to relieve them, release them of their captivity. That's what it's referring to. And look, folks, what do we call evangelism in our church? Soul winning. We don't call it body winning. Why do we call it soul winning? We call it soul winning because we're winning their souls to Christ. Because the emphasis is on the spiritual aspect, understanding that the body doesn't necessarily matter. It's the spirit that matters. We want to quicken the spirit by the Spirit of God, by preaching the gospel unto them. This is the emphasis that God is placing here, that he went to go preach to the spirits in prison. Well, this whole world is imprisoned by Satan himself. Okay. It doesn't mean that, you know, that Jesus Christ went to Abraham's bosom and he gathered everyone together and he just preached this great sermon to them. And then, you know, some of them are like, I don't believe you. I think I'm going to stay here, you know. And others are like, this is great. This is the greatest sermon I've ever heard. Folks, we can literally compare Luke chapter 4 and say that he's referring to the spirits in prison. Now, let me ask you this. When do they believe he went to the spirits in prison in Abraham's bosom? When do they believe that he went there? When he died, right? Well, look what Luke chapter 4 says. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable... Sorry, I didn't even put the verse here. Let me go here first. Luke chapter 4, verse 17, says... Verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Oh. So according to this portion of scripture, he preached to the spirits in prison when he died? No, he preached it this day. Showing us the timeline.